This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Legacies shape who we are, but who's shaping them? In the new season of Black History Year, we're breaking down the meaning and power behind the personal, familial, and systemic legacies that define our world. We're diving deep into how political and cultural forces have historically molded Black communities and what it means for our future. Join us on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts for a new season of Black History Year. Let's shape our collective memory and legacy together.
And Kennedy's Good Vibe Tribe. In this world filled with serious news reports and people doing stupid things, we say every little thing is gonna be alright. Yeah. Here's another story from a member of Carson and Kennedy's Good Vibe Tribe.
So we have Julie Cavanaugh joining us inside the Good Vibe Tribe this morning. Hi, Julie.
Hi.
And we're going to talk about Finn. Finn just had a special moment. He had his two-year heart-iversary. So tell everybody about his heart-iversary.
Yeah, so Finn was born with a congenital heart defect called tetralogy of Fallot. It's a heart defect compromised of four different defects that affects normal blood flow to the body, resulting in babies turning blue at birth.
Wow.
So he had open heart surgery at 3 months old, where they put him on bypass. So they completely stopped his heart, rebuilt it, and then restarted his heart. So every year we celebrate the day that kind of saved his life when he had his life-changing surgery. And on February 6th, he celebrated 2 years with his new heart.
Wow, he's got to be a tough young man.
He is. Yeah, he is. He's the youngest of three, so he holds his own.
I just can't imagine what that's like as a parent where, you know, your child is born, you're just hoping they have all their fingers and toes and they come out healthy, and then you get this news that they have to have open heart surgery at 3 months and it's going to be this long journey. What's that like for you?
For sure, yeah. I mean, Finn was diagnosed in utero, so we knew before he was born that he had tetralogy of Fallot, and I think the best way I can explain it is kind of when something is wrong with your child, the universe kind of shrinks down to what's wrong with your child. And it's all you can really focus on. But kind of from the moment he was born, he just defied every expectation. Finn never turned blue. He never had what they call a PET spell, which is where their oxygen drops and they stop breathing and need interventions to help them breathe. He kind of just continuously defied the doctor's expectations. And we've kind of shifted our mind as this is something that is going to be cured to something that is going to be a journey for Finn. And ever since we've kind of had that mind shift, we've gone along for the ride and let Finn kind of take the lead because he is ridiculously resilient.
So you're doing a fundraiser again this year. I'm reading you want to raise $3,000. What is the fundraiser that you're participating in and how can we help?
Sure. So we do the every year we participate in the Children's Heart Foundation's annual congenital heart defect walk, which the Children's Heart Foundation's main goal is to raise money for really vital research for treatment, diagnosis and surgery for the management of congenital heart defects. So the congenital heart walk every year is one of their biggest fundraisers. And it takes place at the Franklin Park Zoo this year on May 17th. And our team is Team Finn's Fam. And we are currently in fourth place, but hoping to bump that up.
Oh, we can bump those numbers up.
Well, I'm seeing, I'm looking at the fundraising page, and it looks like you actually increased your goal because you're at about $2,900 right now, and your goal is actually $4,000. Is that correct?
Amazing. Yeah, so we've had some pretty amazing donations already. We've got a really big village that helps support Finn, and we've had some pretty amazing people donate already. So we're really hoping this year we can bump our goal up to $4,000.
Fourth place isn't good enough. We got to get Finn on the podium. Top three or bust.
That would be great. We would love to be in the top three.
Here's probably the easiest way to do it. If you want to text us here in the studio, 617-655-1234, and then we will share the link to Finn's fam, to their team fundraising page. Again, the event is happening at the Franklin Park Zoo on May 17th at 7 a.m. Again, you text us here in the studio at 617-655-1234. We will text you over a link to Julie's fundraising page for Finn. I mean, I can't imagine just having a two-year-old and having to watch all of that as a parent, like Dan said. But as you mentioned, he just sounds like he's a pretty tough kid.
He's a superhero.
He is.
Well, we are going to make you now officially a member. You and Finn are members of the Carson and Kennedy Good Vibe Tribe, Julie.
Thank you.
Kennedy's not here to say woohoo.
That's okay.
Well, we appreciate you sharing your story with Finn. And again, if you want to get a link to that donation page, just text us here in the studio at 617-655-1234. Thanks so much for coming on this morning, Julie, and sharing that with us.
Thanks so much.
And if you want to be a part of the Good Vibe Tribe, we'd love to hear your story. Maybe it's about your kid or somebody in your family or just something great going on at work today. Like your boss said, you don't have to send in that email and tell everybody what you did for the past week. 617-655-1234. If you want to be a part of the Good Vibe Tribe, again, 617-655-1234.
If you know someone who should be celebrated in the Carson and Kennedy Good Vibe Tribe, call or text us now. 617-655-1234. Keep up the good vibes there, Boston.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.